a fella named John McCormick was pretty strong on that proposition, so I want to salute him and congratulate him. And Bill Fulbright told me last night, I took him out, and he told me, and by God, he was the most attractive fella that appeared, and he just, he was real impressed with him. Well, he said that you went over yourself. Well, I hope you do that for me sometime. Oh, sir, if I ever need confirming, I'm going to get Ned McCormick if I can. If I can't, I'll take you. Well, we just got to make it so, and you ought to get your boys. We don't do a very good job, John, of propagandizing. We ought to have all of our people, the Gallaghers and the Strattons, the young, attractive fellows that get on TV a good deal, every one of them ought to be up talking about what a good appointment it is so that it gets good praise. I got a few senators to do it. You made a good one, and Carl makes a good statement, but we ought to get some one-minute deals. So you ought to get up and you ought to tell these boys when they come in your office or you see them, this Gallagher does a hell of a job. Well, you ought to tell him the president said so and just say, now listen, the president reads what you say every morning. And you ought to get up and take some leadership and be a leader in this country, because I'm not going to live always. And Johnson's not going to live always. And Rayburn's already gone, so take the ball now and run with it, boys. Ought to put that in their minds all day long, particularly on things like this. Now, we're all talking about getting out of here Labor Day, and I'd like to go tomorrow. I'd be happy to go Labor Day or any day. I just don't want to leave a lot of this stuff and make us stay here to Labor Day next year when we got to win these seats. And I think we got a good chance to pass practically everything in good shape in both houses if somebody doesn't figure, well, we're going to leave September, and so we'll just block it and hold it up and talk and so forth. I was kind of talking to one of my southern friends last night. Well, he said, I see where you're going to get out of Labor Day. We won't do much now. The people that are against stuff, they'll start talking and figure they won't. Well, I think it's bad to set a day. I think the best thing to do is just go on. Oh, you're too smart. Hell, you're too smart. You came here to be doing that. 1928, you knew better. But some of our boys do, and we just kind of got to help them. I don't want to stay here. I want to get them home. That's all right. That's all they try to do every day, all day long. I brag on the Congress, though, at my speeches out here. Remember the dinner speeches? Jackson Day. And all of my signing ceremonies, and I just do what Larry tells me. And Larry says he's closer to you than anybody, and he thinks the world of you. So I assume that he knows what he's doing up there, and if he doesn't, well, you call me direct. Will you tell old George that I appreciate it before he leaves to come by and bring his wife, and maybe you come over some evening, and we'll have a little glass of iced tea, something in my office 5:30, 6 o'clock when it's convenient for you sometime. Yeah. Well, this is iced tea. You'll drink iced tea, won't you? Well, you tell him that what I just want to do is give him a kind of a pat on the back and let him know that, how proud I was of the way he handled himself, and then how proud I am that he's got a friend like you. George Feldman to come by someday, bring his wife, bring your wife, and we'll have Lady Bird, and we'll just have a little iced tea or coffee at about 5:30, 6 o'clock. Any day it's convenient to you, you just call and we'll get together, and I want to give him a good send-off for Malta and tell him how he got his appointment and How much I think of you?
All right, Mr. President.
Goodbye.
Thanks, sir.
Bye.